And praise Jesus. I want to invite you to open your Bibles tonight to John chapter 10. As I prayed about the message tonight, I had thought about just continuing with our study in Acts, but I had a verse that kept coming to mind, and I trust it's what the Lord would have us to look at together tonight. I know tonight is a graduation celebration, and so really obviously an emphasis on a charge to our graduates. And but this passage of scripture, this verse that we're going to focus in on tonight, really applies to all of us wherever you are in life. John chapter 10, if you're able, let's stand together. And I want to begin at verse 24. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace again this evening, we pray that you'll bless your word, that it will bear fruit, much fruit, to your glory. Please work in our hearts and lives. I pray that you'll help each and every one of us to know you. Lord, that we by faith in Christ will be your sheep, that we will hear your voice, that we will follow you. We pray this for everyone, and we do ask a special blessing on our graduates this year, that you'll help these young ladies to know you by faith, that they have received the gift of eternal life through faith in Christ. Lord, that you'll help them to walk with you through the rest of their lives, that they'll be true disciples of Jesus, following you faithfully, used for your glory and furthering your kingdom. Please help all of us, Lord, to be real disciples, making disciples for your glory. And we pray that the number of the disciples will be multiplied here and around the world. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. There's a lot to get into tonight, and I won't take the time to really dig into the background and the context. I would encourage you to take the time to look back at the beginning of chapter 10. But at this particular time, Jesus had been preaching parables. He talked to them about being the good shepherd, and now he's walking in the temple. The Jews pull him aside, and they're like, just tell us once and for all whether you're the Christ or not. But Jesus had already told them that he was the Christ. He already told them who he was. He already identified himself as the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Savior of the world. He had already demonstrated that by his miraculous works. So he had already declared it plainly. He had already declared it openly. He had already declared it very clearly to them. And they're still asking. And when he's already shown you, he's already told you, and you're still saying, show us, he can't show you any more than he's already showed you. And so they had chosen not to believe, and to justify their unbelief, they continued to quiz him and ask him questions. But I really want to focus in on verse 27. As you think about your life, wherever you are, we all have another step to take, and we're all at different phases of our life, and just praying and thinking about graduates. And some of you, maybe it's been a minute, but how many of you can remember when you graduated from high school? You remember that? How many of you would admit tonight that that was a lot longer ago than you care to admit? I want to tell you that those 4 years of high school were very, very long. Anybody agree with that? I never thought it would be over. And then I went to college, and that was even worse. I never thought it would be over. But I'm just telling you that from the time you graduate, time begins to speed up. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I have a theory that it gets faster and faster every year. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we're in the middle of May in 2022. Like, it feels like it's like 2018 or 19. And so time just gets a little quicker and a little quicker. But when I was praying about what to say in regards to a graduate, and just the challenge that there's so much. Obviously, the Bible's full of truth and wisdom that will help all of us every day. But this verse kept coming to my heart. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You know, some of the themes we've had over the years always tend to resonate in my heart and mind. A few years ago, we had a theme for the year that was the simplicity that is in Christ. And we don't want to be moved away from that. There's a lot of complicated things. There's a lot of debates about different doctrine and theology. And there's a lot of viewpoints on a lot of different things. And sometimes that can get confusing. And there's a lot of voices in the world that are calling for our attention. There are a lot of people who would influence you in different directions. And I just want to tell you that when you belong to Jesus, when your faith is in Jesus, you will hear His voice and you will follow Him. This is just what the Lord says. It's His word. It's the truth. His sheep hear His voice. His sheep are known by Him, and His sheep follow Him. So I just want to remind you tonight that when you are His sheep, that means that you put your faith in Jesus. These Jews that were questioning Jesus, they didn't believe in Him. But when you believe in Him, you become a part of His pasture, a part of His fold. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judgeth righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the Shepherd and Bishop of your souls." Jesus said, "My sheep," who are those? Well, it's not everybody. It's those who put their faith in the One who died for them and rose again. It's those who put their faith in Christ as the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And I just want to ask you tonight, are you one of His sheep? Do you belong to Jesus? Because if you've never been born again, you need to understand tonight that Jesus died for you, and you're not born again. You're not a sheep of His pasture because your mom and dad are. You're not a sheep of His pasture because your grandpa was a preacher. You're not a sheep of His pasture because you're a member of a church or because you got baptized. It's only by faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You have to personally put your faith in Jesus. And if you're trusting in Him, then you belong to Him. And the question for all of you tonight is, are you His? Because He says, "My sheep." And the question for you is, do you belong to Jesus? Do you belong to Him? And if you do, if you put your faith in Him, then you are His lock, stock, and barrel. What's that mean? Every part of you belongs to Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So when we consider John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice," I want you to remember tonight, and want to challenge you all to remember every day of your life, that you belong to Jesus. You belong to Him. He bought you with the price of His precious blood. You belong to Him. So glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your spirit, because you belong to Him. He says, "My sheep." Then He says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. We ought to be men and women and boys and girls who have ears to hear. If you study the gospel, you'll see Jesus say it over and over. Let him that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. He says it over and over. And if you just read that on the surface, you're like, well, yeah, obviously you need ears in order to hear. Like, you gotta. No, it means that you have a heart to hear. It means that you have a desire to hear. It means that you have an intention and a will to hear. It means that you want to hear what God has to say. It means that you're listening with the intention of obeying. That's what we want to do. We want to listen to Jesus. Too many times we read our Bible just to check it off the list. Too many times we just come and listen to the preaching just to kind of get through it. But I'm telling you that we ought to have a desire to hear from the God of heaven. We ought to have a desire to know what Jesus wants to say to us. We ought to read our Bibles with the intention of God speaking to us. We ought to listen to the sermon, not for a time to take a nap, but for a time to hear from God. We ought to listen and have ears to hear. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." And I just want you to consider this for a second. If you're not hearing from Jesus, there might be something wrong. When you read your Bible, if God's not speaking to you, Jesus said his sheep hear his voice. When you hear the preaching of the word of God and you don't hear from Jesus, there might be something wrong because his sheep hear his voice. And I want to testify to you tonight that I hear the voice of my Savior. I hear the voice of the great shepherd when I read his book. I hear his voice when I listen to his word preached. He speaks to me. Does he speak to you? Because if you're his sheep, then he's going to speak to you. We need to have ears to hear. Remember, you belong to Jesus, and listen to Jesus always. Mark 9 and verse 7. There was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." God the Father wants you to listen to Jesus. The Holy Spirit of God takes the Word of God and He guides you into truth. He teaches you the truth. The Spirit of God wants you to hear from Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. He wants you to hear from Him. So if you belong to Him, you'll hear from Him. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, "Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness." Listen, don't harden your heart. God has been speaking to his people from the beginning. God has been speaking to his people from the beginning. He wants you to hear him. So don't harden your heart. But listen, sometimes God says things that you don't want to hear. Sometimes God says things that you don't want to hear, but they're always for your good. Doesn't we know that growing up? Sometimes your parents said things to you that you didn't want to hear, but you needed to hear them, right? And listen, if you could go back and slap your younger self, would you not do that? I mean, be honest. Like, are there not moments you can think of in your life, like, if I could just go back and slap, give myself one good, really hard slap across the face, I would do that. And in those times, it was because I wasn't listening. And God wants you to listen, to hear his voice. Don't harden your heart. Listen, I just want to challenge you with this. When you hear a message, when your pastor stands in this pulpit and another preacher stands in this pulpit and preaches the word of God and says something that you cringe against, that you feel defensive against, something that you don't want to hear, I don't like that. You ever feel like that sometimes? Can I just tell you that when I'm hearing preaching of the Word of God and it's something that I don't like, it's usually exactly what I need to hear. Listen to Jesus always. My sheep hear my voice. God speaks to us through His Scripture and through His Spirit. So if you would hear the voice of Jesus, you're going to have to be in your Bible. I don't know if you'll listen to anything else I say tonight. To our graduate that's here tonight, Chloe, get in your Bible every day. Now, I don't want to embarrass your mama. Well, maybe I'll do a little bit. But I know your mama is in her Bible every day. Follow her example. Be in the Word of God. Listen, you have to have a walk with God personally. You have to. Your parents can't do it for you. I just want to challenge all of us to stay in the Word of God. You got to be in the Word. You're not going to hear His voice somewhere else. You have to hear it in the Word of God. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." And I know them. I want to invite you to look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Matthew 7, 21. Now, I know most of you are familiar with this, but, you know, growing up, I used to think it was important that we knew God, that you need to know Jesus. Do you know Jesus? You've been asked the question I've asked before, do you know Jesus? But really, maybe a better question is, does he know you? And we understand that he knows everybody because he's God and he knows everything, but we're talking about a knowledge that's different, that he knows you as one of his own. Because he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. But in Matthew 7:21, he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Listen, Jesus is going to declare to a lot of them that are going to say, Lord, Lord. Listen, Judas Iscariot was there. He said, Lord, Lord. He did many wonderful works. But Jesus never knew him as one of his own because he was never saved. By the way, this doesn't say I knew you for a while and then I didn't know you anymore. It says I never knew you. I never knew you. And listen, we need to understand that we are saved by faith. I'll tell you, he says that he that does the will of my Father, you know what his will is? That you believe on the Son. That's the will of the Father, that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was sent from God, that he died for your sins, that he rose again. That's the will of the Father. That's how you have eternal life. It's not by the works that you do, but it's your faith in his works. Isn't that what he was preaching here in John 10? Believe for the very work's sake. Believe because Jesus is who he said he was, because he did what he said he did. It was the works that he did. Remember, you belong to Jesus. Remember, you belong to him. Listen to him all the while. And remember that he knows you. This is incredible. Let me just ask you this. Does Jesus love you? Come on, I need everybody. Does Jesus love you? How do you know? You want to sing it? Like, we could all sing it. That's how we know, because the Bible tells me so. We know because the Word of God declares it. Listen, this is truth. You know that he loves you because he says so. He says so. We know that he loves us because he died for us, even though we were sinners. You are fully known by God. And he died for you anyway. Can you let that sink in for just a second? Listen, Jesus knows everything that you've ever done in your life. He knows every wicked thought that I've ever had. He knows every secret sin that I've ever committed. And he died for me anyway. He loves you. Psalm 103, verse 8. I just, please look at this with me. Psalm 103, verse 8. We're going to read Psalm 103, verses 8 through 18. And I just want to beg you to read along with, pay attention to this. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. The place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. His mercy is great, and he knows you. He knows you. And he knows that we're nothing but dust, but he's merciful to us anyway. What a Savior. He knows you. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And they follow me. Now, we read Matthew 7, 21 to 23, but I want you to pick up there in Matthew 7, 24. Matthew 7, 24. So he just finished saying, I'll profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Verse 24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, he shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. When you hear the word of Jesus and you obey the word of Jesus, that's what his sheep do. If you really belong to Jesus, if you're really one of his, then you're going to hear his voice because he knows you. And because you hear his voice and he knows you, you're going to follow him. All throughout the New Testament, Jesus, I mean, you could just look it up, the phrase, follow me. He found Philip and said, follow me. He went to Peter and Andrew and James and John, and he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He said to those that would follow him, he said, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. Over and over and over, he went to Matthew Levi and he said, follow me. And Matthew arose and followed him. Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We have to die to self and follow him. That's what sheep do. They follow the shepherd. Listen, it's not too profound. It's pretty simple. The sheep who belong to Jesus follow him. So the question is, are we following him? It's one of those verses that beg questions. If we're not following Jesus every day, what does that say about our relationship with Jesus? If I'm not following him, because he said declaratively that his sheep hear his voice, and he knows them, and they follow him. We want to say that we're Christians. We want to say that we believe in Jesus, but Jesus said that if you're his real disciples, that you continue in his word. Jesus said if we love him, we keep his commandments. Jesus wants to know, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Are we building our houses on sand, or are we really actually in Christ building on him, our chief cornerstone? Follow Jesus. Jesus says those that belong to him, he goes on to say, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. To our graduates, to Chloe in particular here tonight, just want to challenge you to follow Jesus. We have our traditions. So many of you grew up in church, you got family in church, we have our traditions, we have our family, but listen, it's not about family, it's not about tradition, it's about Christ. And you must have a real, real personal relationship with him. And that doesn't mean that you just prayed a prayer one time, it means you're walking with him day by day. Follow him. Tonight I want to ask you to stand with me, and our musicians to come. We're going to have a verse of invitation this evening. Do you belong to Jesus? Is he your shepherd? David could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is he your shepherd? Do you belong to him? If you belong to him, are you listening to his voice? Do you have ears to hear? Are you following him? Are you obedient to him? If he's convicting your heart tonight, I just want to invite you to come, respond in faith and obedience while we sing.